This is WLVR. I'm News Director Jen Rehill. In the United States, and even internationally, Northampton County, Pennsylvania is known as a bellwether for predicting presidential elections. Last fall, BBC Northampton, a radio station in the UK Midlands, reached out to get a better understanding of Biden versus Trump. Since then, we've kept the conversation going, and this month, Lehigh Valley listeners will find out what's happening in our sister county across the ocean. I recently spoke with BBC morning host Annabelle Amos and asked her about her Northampton.
It's a town. It's kind of the main town of the county of Northamptonshire. We're almost as big as a city, but we're not. Then if you look at Northamptonshire, well, it's a pretty rural county. It's a beautiful county, actually. It's right in the middle of England, and we love it. We're proud of it.
People are generally fatigued by the pandemic, wondering, it's a heated political issue here, whether kids should wear masks in schools. Are kids wearing masks in the UK in schools? What's the conversation like around that?
It seems like we're going back to a little bit more normality with schools, with the no masks and the changing of classes so that you know, they changed everything. I don't know whether, I presume it's the same in the States, but, you know, they had bubbles in schools and, you know, so you never saw anyone from another year and that kind of thing. That's all changing back. But there's definitely a bit of unease because I don't know whether you know, but in Scotland, schools go back in August. They go back before us. And there's been a real spike in cases in Scotland. And there's a real fear that that will be the same now that schools are starting to go back in England.
What's happening around vaccinations? That's another really divisive issue in this country. Is it divisive in Northampton, in Northamptonshire?
Do you know what it is, I suppose? I mean, the vaccination program has been a big success here. It has to be said. But obviously, you know, the vast majority of us are double vaccinated. For children, the debate is still going on. So 16 and 17-year-olds have started to be vaccinated here. That started last month. It's 12 to 15-year-olds next. They are still waiting to confirm what is happening with that. But we are expecting that group to be vaccinated. Well, we're presuming kind of by the end of this month, I suppose. But obviously, you know, as with this whole COVID drama, there are people who sit on different sides of the argument, aren't there? And I suppose when you start talking about children and vaccinations, some people are quite opinionated on that.
COVID's not the only headline, I think, that we share in common, certainly not this week. I think Afghanistan and the U.S. withdrawal from that conflict is making headlines all over the globe. What is the sentiment like around that where you are, and what are you hearing in response to what the American White House is doing in terms of leaving the country?
Well, the headlines aren't kind to America at the moment, I have to say. You know, if I look at some of the newspapers just from this morning, you know, they talk about Joe Biden and a lot of people talking about America deserting Afghanistan.
How different does this presidency look to folks from, you know, the Donald Trump presidency? And has that changed as, you know, he's spent his first 6 months in office? It sounds like maybe started on the positive side and has tipped in a different direction.
Yeah, I don't think there's been that much scrutiny. That's what I mean, over the past, you know, since he started. It's just what's been going on in Afghanistan that has made people look, isn't it? And it's different. A lot of people are talking about Joe Biden in a different way now.
There are a lot of difficult things in the headlines. And I'm wondering if there are any silver linings in your week that you point to that just sparked some joy for you or maybe for your listeners and was a respite maybe from some of these more difficult stories.
Well, we had this report from the Met Office, the Meteorological Office, just about a week ago, saying that we'd had the warmest summer on record. Well, you wouldn't believe the backlash at that because everyone is like, are you joking? This has been rubbish. So I'd love to bring you different joy, but that is all people want to talk about. Oh, the weather. So that's what everyone is obsessed with at the moment. But then again, it's not actually rained much. And that is a turn up for the books. People always look there for the positives, go. Don't they? At least it's not raining.
There's your silver lining.
Or when it's raining. It's not raining. Look, it's good for the garden. It's good for the garden.
Annabelle, such a pleasure to talk with you today. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, loved it. Jen, you're a star.
Annabelle Amos, presenter with BBC Radio. From Northampton, PA to Northampton, UK, I'm Jen Rehill, WLVR News.